Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
All right, y'all, get it. Come on, y'all, time to get up. Come on, groove. Come on, groove. I know we got it. I see you, Jameson and Faye. I see y'all over there. I see you. The Murphy's up. I know the Murphy's up in the house. We hear the real life with LJ, 1380 News and Talk, WALK. Y'all hear it? Uh-oh, there we go. All right, welcome back to Real Life with LJ. Thriving Thursdays, y'all. Oh, man, I got a special guest that's on the phone. This guy gonna be famous, y'all. You heard it first on Real Life with LJ. I got King on the phone. This guy's a second grade at Smoke Rise Elementary School. He plays basketball, baseball, soccer. He's a triple threat. And y'all saw what I told you about Juan Santo making that $765 million. King gonna make probably about $1 billion when he become a superstar. He's a straight-A student at Smoke Rise Elementary School. Let's give it up for King.
Thank you.
King, how you doing, man?
Good.
Man, I know you're good. I know you're getting ready for school. I don't want you to miss it because you got another week before you get on out of there, man. You got winter break coming up. Talk to us about what young people need to be doing over the winter break. What's some of the ideas you got?
Well, usually go to family, like do Christmas and like sometimes do like some stuff in the house.
Okay. What else?
Like, go to friends' house and other stuff.
Hmm. Okay, any reading you want to do?
Yes.
What's one of your favorite books?
Yesterday I read about Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, wow, man. You deep, man. Now, you ain't playing. I know you got one of them PlayStations 85. I know they got PlayStations. You gonna play any video games over the winter break?
Yes.
Okay, what's your favorite one?
Madden.
Oh, man, you ain't playing, man. And I know you into church and all of that thing, and you got a whole schedule planned for winter break, I see, huh?
Yep.
Oh, wow. You got
you have a sneaker ball this weekend.
Do you? Man, okay. Yeah. Are you going to have one of those sleepovers with all your best buddies coming over?
Yes.
Oh, man. Oh. How many folks you got coming?
Family.
Okay. Are you going to cook?
I'm going to bake with my dad.
Okay. What's your favorite meal?
Spaghetti.
No meatballs?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you doing it, man. What I appreciate about you more, King, is that, man, you're a young man. When I got a chance to hang out with you this summer and in a couple of months, you had the enthusiasm. You knew how to connect, and you got great parents. I know you love your mom and dad, don't you?
Yes.
And you love your grandparents even more, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, no, I don't want to get you in trouble. I'm sorry, man. I know Christmas around the corner. I won't mess up your gifts. So, no, we just thank you, man, for being a part. King, he's 7 years old, second grader from Smoke Rise, and he listens to The Real Life with LJ. Thank his great parents, Faye and Jameson, Murphy, for what they're doing. I talked about raising responsible children. They're doing it. They're making it happen. And, King, you have a great day, okay?
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Stay strong. All right. Give it up for King.
That's a strong name.
Isn't that strong name?
It's a strong name.
Man, mm-hmm. I mean, it just having Faye and Jameson in our lives and the Murphy family, period. And you could just see raising a responsible child, and you got to set the foundation early. And they're not making excuses. They got their son engaged and involved, and just glad that we have those type of parents out there and grandparents who are making a difference. So shouts out to both of them, and just shout out to people who are raising kids.
Shout out to all the responsible families that are raising children, raising strong children, and that are actually a part of a village and a support system of people. I think sometimes we take our strong relationships for granted that they're there, but shout out to all the people that support other people, right? You're not selfish.
That's right. It's about the village. And so government can't do it. They're not there to raise your kids. They want to be a partner in everything, but parents are the first teachers. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so key. So have a great day, King.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.